Bonsoir tout le monde, good evening everybody. Bienvenue à cette séance du conseil tenue ce soir en huis clos. Et les membres du conseil assistent d'une manière virtuelle. Ce soir, je suis accompagné de le conseiller Dino Mazzoni, la conseillère Colleen Feeney, la conseillère Elizabeth Yulin. Malheureusement, la conseillère Maria Torres ne pouvait pas nous rejoindre. Aussi, on est rejoint ce soir par notre directrice générale, Maître Raphaël D'Estasio, et notre greffier, Maître Claude Gilbert. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the special council meeting being held tonight at 6:38 on July 22nd, 2021. We're joined tonight with councillors Dino Mazzoni, Colleen Feeney, Elizabeth Yulin, as well as our Director General, Raphaël D'Estasio, and our town clerk, Mr. Claude Gilbert. So if I can have somebody move, je peux avoir quelqu'un pour faire l'ouverture de la séance, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, Monsieur le maire, je propose d'ouvrir la séance.
Merci, la conseillère Yulin. Je peux voir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, Monsieur le maire, j'appuie la proposition.
Merci, le conseiller Mazzoni. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui. Oui.
Merci. L'adoption de l'ordre du jour, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, Monsieur le maire. Excuse-moi. Oui, Monsieur le maire, je propose d'adapter l'ordre du jour de la séance spéciale d'aujourd'hui, le 22 juillet 2021, tel que présenté.
Merci, le conseiller Mazzoni. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, je seconde la proposition.
Merci, la conseillère Fini. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui.
Merci. The number three, the main issue to this evening, it's a minor exemption request for 320 Valentine Avenue North. And there are many points there, but this is, it's important to note that this is a minor exemption request to normalize the sale of the property. This is not something for any new construction or renovation or anything like that. I'm going to ask Councillor Feeney just to give us a quick summary of the issue at hand, please.
Okay. Well, as the mayor had said, as we go through this, we'll see that there's a lot of things related to setbacks, including setbacks of front balconies, sides, et cetera, et cetera. But this building has existed for some time. So it's probably bylaws that have been changed over the years. And as he said, it's nothing to do with a new construction at this point, but just to normalize all this for the sale of the property, we will have to go through the minor exemption process. So it went to the Planning Advisory Committee and they approved it. So therefore, I would like to move that the plans and requests submitted to the June 23rd, 2021 meeting of the Planning Advisory Committee be approved in accordance with bylaws 2020-002 and G18-0005 for the following minor exemptions from the schedule of uses and standards in effect under section 3.2.2, section 3.2.5, and paragraphs 6 and 8 of section 4.1.10 of the zoning bylaw regarding the immovable located at 320 Valentine North in zone RA4, normalize the existing semi-detached main building, despite the applicable provisions in that zone, the consequence being to overlook these provisions, normalize the southeast lateral setback of the building, which is 0 meters instead of the minimum 1.2 meters required in that zone, the consequence being to overlook this requirement, normalize the combined lateral setback of the main building, which is 1.52 meters instead of the minimum 4 meters required in that zone, the consequence being to reduce the requirement by 2.48 meters. Normalize the rear setback of the cantilever extension in the back, which is 4.37 meters instead of the minimum 6.1 meters required in that zone, the consequence being to reduce the requirement by 1.73 meters. Normalize the northwest lateral setback between the main building and the limit of an easement, which is 0 meters instead of the minimum 0.5 meters, the consequence of accepting this request being to overlook this requirement. Normalize an encroachment of the rear deck in the southeast lateral setback, despite the fact that such an encroachment is not allowed, the consequence being to allow that the deck be located at 0 meters from the property line instead of the minimum 1.2 meters, as for the main building, and therefore overlooking this requirement. normalize the encroachment of the existing veranda in the southeast lateral setback, despite the fact that such an encroachment is not allowed, the consequence being to allow that the veranda be located at 0 meters from the property line instead of a minimum of 1.2 meters as for the main building, and thereby overlooking this requirement. Normalize the encroachment of the said veranda in the front setback, despite the fact that such an encroachment is not allowed, the consequence being to allow that the veranda be located at 4.45 meters from the property line instead of a minimum of 4.57 meters as for the main building, and thereby reducing the requirement by 0.12 meters.
Thank you very much for all of that, Councillor Feeney. Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yule. And all in favor, please?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Comme il y a pas, c'est une période, comme la séance est tenue en huis clos, il n'y a pas une période de questions du public. Alors, si je peux avoir quelqu'un pour faire la levée de la séance, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, Monsieur le maire, je propose de lever la séance.
Merci, la conseillère Yulin. Je peux voir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, Monsieur le maire, j'appuie la proposition.
Merci, le conseiller Mazzoni. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui. Oui.
C'est parfait. Je vous remercie tout le monde. Thank you very much, everyone. Our agenda has been handled. So thank you very much for joining us this evening. Bonsoir. On se revoit à la fin de le mois d'août. We'll see each other at the end of the month of August. Thank you.